And welcome to the Angel News Network, Divine Discussions. Tonight we're going to be connecting with the Christ Consciousness Energy via the I Am Presence. I'm Philip Collins. I'll be your channel tonight. And as always, we're going to begin by reading the mission statement of the Angel News Network, the mission statement of the Bridges of Wellness, our spiritual physical home here in South Florida, and then how those two missions combine.
The mission of the Angel News Network is to bring the messages of the divine realm to the earth plane to contribute to mankind's spiritual growth and ascension by raising the consciousness, resonance, and vibration of the world.
Dedicated to honoring and nurturing the innate divinity in everyone, we inspire through mind, body, spirit practices, and education. We build bridges heart to heart.
And how these two mission statements combine. Through the combined intentions and missions of Bridges of Wellness and the Angel News Network, let us further affirm through our mutual universal teachings and truth to continue to support humanity in ascending from our believing minds to our knowing hearts. Through this process, we shall learn to think with our hearts and create lives in a world founded upon love, equality, harmony, and balance. Today and this week and this month, we're having some interesting cosmic, solar cystic, and universal energies taking place. Neptune, Uranus, Saturn, Mars, Mercury, and Venus are all in retrograde now, as well as being in a full moon situation and beginning lunar eclipses. So what exactly is a retrograde? A retrograde is not a planet actually going backwards. What it is an illusion of that taking place as a result of the configurations of the planets in their position in the solar system and how they're viewed from planet Earth. But how does this affect us energetically? How it affects us energetically is it causes a clearing and a cleansing of old issues, habits, patterns, and rituals that no longer serve us coming up, and it can create confusion, it can create chaos. So as we go into connecting with these Christ conscious energies tonight, and they will define themselves, I'm sure, let's just be aware that we do have this energetic configuration taking place. On August 9th, that will be our next gathering of the Angel News Network, and that will be with Archangel Michael through Transchannel Jeff Fasano. And as most of you know, Michael is very much involved in the personal process, moving us from our believing minds into our knowing hearts. So with no further ado, I'll go into trance, and we will begin reviewing the 12 codes of consciousness. They will be reviewed by the masculine and feminine energy, Joel representing the masculine and Sam representing the feminine, and then through these reviews of these codes, which came through a couple of years ago, we will interface with these energies where they came from. So I will go into trance, if you'll just give me one moment. Greetings, beloved humans, being human upon planet Earth, a divine experiment in the expression of love seeded from 12 different star systems within your galaxy. We are the energy of the Christ consciousness empowered through you, so something called the I Am Presence. So what exactly does this mean? The word Christ, dear ones, means soul. So in effect, it is an opening of the soul consciousness that actually allowed the formation of you becoming human through something called your I Am Presence. The I Am Presence connected with the soul consciousness, the Christ energy, if you will, and allowed the formation, moving the energy of love into, through the Christ consciousness, empowered by your I Am Presence, into being human. So that is your explanation of who we are and why we exist. These codes, which we shall all be reviewing together tonight, in order to induce a divine discussion, are simply a way of being and doing that. Some of these you have heard before, but they're being repeated at this time because you have not mastered them, otherwise you would have already ascended into a higher state, a higher frequency of existence, which is your divine destination. So through repetition of these wisdoms, it will further support your process. As the channel we're coming through at this time is reminding you, there are many energetic planetary and solar cystic energies and lunar energies taking place at this time to assist the clearing and cleansing of the old ways, the old paradigm that no longer serves you. You'll see them coming up more and more and more through your governments, through your corporations, through your religious institutions. But be aware that no other organization except your relationship with self will allow this process of ascension. And it is not something that takes a lot of force. It is not something that takes a lot of energy. It is something that can be guided very simplistically through your intention to be and do this process. So let us begin with these 12 codes, if you will, in order to prompt and to begin a divine discussion. And prior to that, are there any questions about what has been stated at this time as to who we are and what this gathering is about?
So could you just be clear about what is the entity they were speaking with? Are we speaking with the I Am Presence?
Dear one, again we shall repeat what is taking place. We are the Christ consciousness, the soul consciousness. Through your I Am Presence, you connect with that consciousness and become human. Do you understand?
So would that in some circles be known as the Oversoul?
No. The Oversoul is something else. The Oversoul is your relationship with your etheric self. What we're talking about is a point of origination through the Christ consciousness, which is your divine intention and your divine destination, to reconnect with through your I Am Presence. Do you understand?
Yes, thank you.
You're welcome.
Now, when you say we, are you referring to the I Am Presence and the Christ consciousness?
Exactly. We are the Christ consciousness, the soul consciousness. The way you receive us is through your I Am Presence. Do you understand? Do you understand?
I think I do.
So what would it take for you to know that you do?
Well, I guess what's confusing for me is that when I speak to an entity such as I'm speaking right now, it's Saint Germain or it's Archangel Michael. So I realize it's always an energy, but nonetheless, I have a clear idea of who I'm communicating with, and I wasn't clear as to what I was communicating with.
Dear one, we were clear in the beginning of this to explain exactly who we are and what it takes within your relationship with us through the I Am Presence to connect with us. Are you clear at this time?
Yes.
Let us continue. Are there any other questions?
No, none in the classroom.
Right.
Well, there are 12 codes here, and there's an introductory sentence, so I'll read the introductory sentence first, and then I'll read the first code. You are completely conscious, awakened, when you are able to apply these 12 codes of consciousness gifted from the 12 star systems which seeded your planet.
So that is important to assimilate. So take a deep breath and understand the entire intention of reviewing these again, and we may review them again and again and again until you have mastered them. By mastering them, we mean not only knowing them, but applying them within your daily lives. Are there any questions about the application?
No.
Let us begin.
All right, one, allow manifestation / creation to happen without attempting to control or own its outcome.
So what this is based upon is that you cannot control what you did not create. You did not create the Christ consciousness, the soul consciousness, the universal consciousness, which is connected to the force of love, which is the foundation of all creation within creation. Read it one more time.
Allow manifestation / creation to happen without attempting to control or own its outcome.
So you set the intention or the manifestation to happen through setting an intention, declaring it, and releasing it within the void, within the probabilities and possibilities, and letting go of an outcome. It is the mental body that attempts to control what it did not create, which often can prevent the manifestation by attempting to have an expectation of results. Do you understand?
Yeah, that's interesting. Here's the question that it raises, because Saint Germain, for example, gave us steps on how to manifest, and he talked about the need to be clear about what it is we wanted to manifest, to picture it in our minds, and so on, to create this manifest, the manifestation that we wanted. And so we're saying here, let it happen without attempting to control or own its outcome, when we seem to be, in a sense, be part of the creative process.
There is a formula for creation, which the archangelic realm has brought in to humanity, which the channel has brought in through some poetry, as well as some other teachings, as well as many others. You set an intention and you release it without expectation or results is the key for that taking place. Releasing the expectation of results allows the possibilities and probabilities within the void, what you call nothing, what you call no thing, to actually activate it, because within that void, dear ones, is the soul, is the Christ consciousness, which is actually allowing it to manifest. Do you understand?
Yeah, I do. And I sort of thought that, but I just wanted to hear your deeper explanation of it, which you just did.
The deeper explanation is understanding what happens when you don't have an expectation. When you don't have an expectation and you release it into the void, it is the Christ consciousness that connects to all the probabilities and possibilities and allows a manifestation for your highest good within the use, the best use of your energy. That comes back into and through you within your I Am presence.
So that allows for the perfect manifestation as opposed to our limited understanding of what we think we would like to manifest.
Exactly. It creates within what you would call perfection what is serving your highest good within this particular incarnational cycle, taking all previous or future ones into consideration, which you may not be conscious of.
Okay. That's helpful. Thank you.
Are there any further questions about this?
I'd like to ask, so would we be closer to being in that flow of achieving this by having things manifest? For instance, I had an issue with my car, and I woke up in the morning and I decided that the universe was going to have my back, I was going to have the best experience, and I was just going to follow my intuition. And several things just came together, and I got my car to the mechanic. It was just the perfect time, the perfect situation. Everything was perfect. And he literally looked at me and said, "You've been driving on a prayer. You only have two brakes to work with. You could have really gotten in an accident. So this was very dangerous."
So let's review what exactly is taking place. What is taking place here is that you are trusting the outcome through surrendering to it and, in effect, thinking with your heart and moving from your mind.
Right, yeah.
Do you understand that?
Yes, I do.
So it is about trusting through the trust You surrender to a specific outcome, which allows the highest probability and possibility through the Christ consciousness, key ingredient, flowing back through your I Am presence to you to have the best and most appropriate outcome at that particular time, which may or may not be what you think it should be.
Exactly.
So I must be doing this. Well, one of the things I've tried to stay conscious of is sending, in a sense, my I Am presence to go before me into a situation to kind of create the perfect circumstances so that the resolution is positive for me. That's sort of the same kind of thing, isn't it?
Begin to see the Christ consciousness, independent of any religious connotation, word Christ. See it as the soul consciousness. See it as the search engine, if you will, in your vernacular, that you're accessing through your I Am presence. Does that help?
The search engine.
Yes.
Yeah.
See it as the search. It is time that these terms, it is time that these definitions become very, very clear by accessing through your heart where the truth of these terms lies and resides. Are there any further questions or discussions needed about this first?
Okay, if you're online using the computer, you can use the screen sharing feature to ask questions. And if you're on the phone, you can press *6, and that will put you into the query. And I am going to, at this time, turn on the question and answer.
So let us repeat that there is no organization within your human activities, be it religions, governments, corporations, or any other organizations, that may appear very powerful, that it can assist you in this process, but yourself. Understand that.
Got it.
Understand that. That it is an individuated process through your relationship with yourself. So as we begin each one of these, you will read it, we will discuss it. Now let us read it again one more time, finally, before we move on to the next.
Allow manifestation / creation to happen without attempting to control or own its outcome.
Take a deep breath. And know that our discussion, our divine discussion about this and with this, is allowing your fuller integration to the truth of exactly what this is, remembering this is one of many tools to support your ascension process. Let us continue.
I just want to add that you said something very important, and although we didn't develop it, the idea of no organization or institution can really help you with this. This is really something responsibility we take on ourselves.
Exactly. There lies the importance of the relationship with self. For many of you within the context of Daddy, Mommy, take care of me, look to government, look to religion, look to corporations, look to other organizations who appear very powerful in your 3D world to be and do it for you when that is not the process. The process divinely lies within each and every one of you through the self-empowerment of you, through a loving relationship with you. Shall we continue?
Yes, moving on to number 2. Feel joyful, blissful, for no apparent reason at all, allowing others to entrain to this higher frequency.
So why would we even say this? Why would an emotive, positive feeling be so essential within your ascension process? Remembering that love is the foundation of all creation, including the Christ consciousness, including your I Am presence. The emotions that were just described, joy or bliss, are aspects or adjuncts to love. A high frequency vibration which reconnects you to your origin, reconnects you to the truth of who you are, a loving being. A loving being capable of creating equality, harmony, balance through that love. Read it one more time, please.
Feel joyful, blissful, for no apparent reason at all, allowing others to entrain to this higher frequency.
These lie independent of anything, these emotive feelings, the emotive positive feelings of anything that is happening to you. So many of you have heard, it isn't what happens to you, it's how you respond or react to it. You can choose these emotive, positive feelings at any moment. Are there questions about the importance of positive, emotive feelings creating the life you say you want?
Well, isn't one of the benefits of that is that we attract the energy to us that we create. So if we're creating this high vibration energy of joy and bliss, we're drawing that very experience into our life, as well as raising the resonance for others.
That's exactly the cause and effect. That is the cause and effect. That vibration, that higher vibration through a positive emotion, remembering, dear ones, it is your emotions that create your thoughts, that create your words, that create your actions. This is often negated in your wisdom.
That's such an important thing to stay conscious of, because we have so many opportunities all day long to be distracted from that focus.
So let's talk about things that can assist you within that difficulty, shall we?
Yeah.
Having gratitude for what you do have by focusing on what is rather than what is not. The mental body loves to focus on what is not taking place, what you wish could happen, what happened in the past that you regret, what you worry about happening in the future, and preventing the I am presence, the now moment, to exist. As you know, we in the higher realms only exist within the moment of now. There is no past. There is no future. And in reality, within the illusion of the 3D world that you've created to learn the way you need to learn, you're learning to escape from the prison of the past or the prison of the future.
You know, we spend a lot of time listening to radio and television, at least most of us do, and there's so much negative news. It's very easy to get totally distracted from our sense of joy and bliss.
What we would recommend is you turn that off.
Yep.
That is a form of mass media manipulation. Mass media manipulation. There is very little positive news that does not create high ratings. It does not sell newspapers. People are attracted to the negative, dense energy. So what might you replace with the habit of your mass media manipulation? What might be some things you would suggest to be and do rather than being exposed to that?
Well, we could read or watch things that are joyful and blissful, that brings us joy.
And all of the higher realms, tools, and wisdoms that have been brought you in this lifetime alone, let alone the past lifetimes that you have had, and begin to realize all that you need has already been presented to you. All that you need, you're simply being reminded how to access it in this moment of now.
You know, I should remember all the time that there's a cosmic support system, but I have to keep reminding myself that we're not alone.
That is why the channel chose to call this particular Divine Discussions, You Are Not Alone. You have never been alone. You will never be alone. And those who feel lonely is only a demonstration of their connection or disconnection from the higher realms from which they came and the higher realms which you are destined to return to.
You know, I'm glad you brought that up because there is so much loneliness in our society. You read about it all the time. Mother Teresa once, observed that Americans, she thought, were among the loneliest people in the world. And if we can only remember to connect with the higher realms in a way that takes away that sense of being alone.
Dear ones, you're all in the process of returning home. You're all in the process of returning home. And your home is eternity. Your home is the higher realms. You have chosen to be here and being human to assist the evolution of your species in choosing to be human in combination with the ascension process of this particular planet Earth. It is nothing more, it is nothing less than that magnificence. Deep breath and be with that. And when you are feeling lonely, place your hands upon your heart and connect with the beating of your heart. And then know it is the higher realm's energy pulsating through the core of the center of this earth that allows that heart to beat, that allows all the magnificent functions that take place within your emotional, mental, and physical bodies, the trillions and trillions of processes that take place beneath your consciousness. That is where you came from. That is the soul consciousness. That is the Christ consciousness entering through your I Am presence to make your life possible. Question. Let us continue.
Three.
I just want to, before moving on, I just want to add one other tool to help us increase our frequency, and that's centering our focus on our heart and sending that love into our body and out into the world.
Remembering that the heart is a database, a DNA library, if you will, of all of the wisdom that you've learned and gathered in past lifetimes that have been recollected in each one of the incarnational cycles that you have. And that is the importance of learning to think with the heart. That is the importance of mastering the reality that the mental body is moving back into service to the heart. That is your tool. That is your library of Alexandria, of you. Your library of Alexandria, of you.
Wow.
Take a deep breath. Absorb this. Know this. Shall we continue?
Three. Know and see the integration of all things upon and within this planet.
Every single being, mineral, plant, animal, human, seen and unseen, living conscious forces, came through this planet the same way you did, through the Christ consciousness energy, through the soul energy, with an intention to create a living sphere, a planetary environment that would support human life. Each being has a divine right and a divine purpose to be here, which is missing most often within your wisdom, within your teachings, within your daily consciousness. Most of the life forms you're not even aware of. You don't even know they exist. An analogy might be whenever the microscope was finally received the wisdom of it, and you were able to take a peek at the microscopic world, you realized, oh my goodness, there's a whole other world out there. Guess what, dear ones? There is another world beyond your comprehension, beyond the seeing mind, beyond the seeing eyes of humanity that also exists, and that is where we reside. All of these beings came here to create this sphere, this living format for humanity to support your process, and often with great sacrifices from the star realms they came from. How you treat these other life forms is a reflection of your relationship with yourself. How are you treating your minerals? How are they being mined? How are you treating your plants, which support the oxygen which allows planet Earth to, for you to exist on planet Earth? How are you treating the animals? And how are you treating yourself? For how you treat these other life forms is actually a relationship, a reflection of the relationship you are having with yourself. Are there any questions about the divine intention of all of these other life forms? And in this time, if you so choose, through your free choice and your free will, to begin examine, and how would you like to participate with the protection and the honoring of these life forms. For in other advanced civilizations, their lives are not taken to maintain and sustain life. Are there questions about this?
Well, you just point out what a magnificent creation Earth really is, and we don't begin to understand the creative process that created this living sphere, which is in perfect balance. If we just left it alone, it would be in perfect balance. We disturb that balance.
Exactly. It is all about balance. And what you are struggling with now is the balance of the masculine and feminine energies that are an important part. Balance, dear ones, is how creation maintains and sustains itself. If you can simply begin to learn what you are being and doing at times, how nature balances and replenishes itself in spite of your abuse, you can learn a lot about protecting your planet and all the life forms within and upon it. For abusing them is a form of self-suicide. For you need the planet to exist. You need these other life forms to exist. Other questions about this. Through your consciousness of your abuse, you can choose to stop it. So we ask you, what do you choose?
I'm not going to pretend that I don't find it daunting recognizing that the Earth is essentially controlled by corporate entities and that we as individuals can feel powerless, of course, and
Dear one, the Earth is not controlled by corporate entities.
Well, you understand what I'm saying, that so much of the abuse is conducted by corporate entities.
Yes, that is different.
Yes, that is different.
Do not give that power to those entities. That is what they desire.
Yeah.
They desire for you to say that. Remember, the impeccability of your word
is
what empowers them. They wish for you to say what you said.
Yes.
That's what they have indoctrinated you to say. But they are not. They are not controlling what they did not create.
They are not.
They are not. And they never have, and they never will be.
And we're not going to let them.
We are not going to let them.
Right.
Questions?
I think you made a pretty clear statement there.
Let us continue.
Number 4, be filled with gratitude, allowing abundance by focusing upon what is.
So you've heard so many times and perhaps are exhausted with hearing it again. You're all here to balance the equation, gratitude equals abundance. By simply having gratitude for what is in your life, rather than what is not in your life. And you have many beings around you, human and animal and plant, that can show you through their limitations when they focus on what they can do, they can inspire you. You have had human beings who cannot see, who cannot hear, who cannot walk, who went on to be and do great things to inspire you. Those souls chose to come into this world to have this experience to show you how you can overcome anything that is perceived as lack and limitation by understanding, by being conscious to the reality that these are simply your learning tools. for you to master a permanent learning, a permanent healing. Read this again, please.
Be filled with gratitude, allowing abundance by focusing upon what is.
So go home tonight, and your homework will be to make a list of the 20 things you have gratitude for and 20 things you have not had gratitude for. And see if those things that you have not had gratitude for can move into the list for those that do have gratitude.
You know, that code, looking for things to be grateful for, is the most powerful and one of the easiest things we can do. And it's one small thing I've tried to do when I'm stay conscious of it. And once you start, it's just so easy to find things to be grateful for, and it does create a feeling of abundance because you have so much to be grateful for.
Dear ones, it will rescue every time in your deepest moments of doubt and fear and ignorance. It will rescue you every single time. Know this truth. It will never fail you.
I love that sentence. It will rescue you every time.
It will rescue you without fail.
I just want to thank you for the idea to write the list of things that we're not grateful for and then see if we can be grateful for them. Because some of the things that we're not grateful for initially, we realize we have a lot of gratitude for.
Yes, it can switch and change. You can change in every moment. The negative can become positive in the next moment. You're all in a flux of changing. Every day your cells are renewing themselves. Every 6 or 7 years your body has completely replenished itself. And someday it is your destiny that you will totally connect with your light body and replenish yourself from moment to moment in returning to being an eternal being that can never die.
I was recently reading something that Saint Germain said, and Sam's point brought it up, and I wonder if you can clarify this for me. He made the observation that if you would be grateful for something that you don't think is something to be that you think is wrong, and that can I can't remember the words, but could you develop that idea?
Let's look at it this way. Something happens that you don't want to happen, which creates a negative feeling or creates fear. Pause whenever that is taking place and ask yourself this question, dear ones. What is this teaching me about myself? That somehow, some way, I have brought this into my life and I will choose to take responsibility for it so I can balance the cosmic equation, responsibility equals consequence. You understand? Look at it. No matter what it might be, what you might call an accident, what you might call a coincidence, and stop and take a breath and ask yourself, what is this? How have I created this? Why have I created this? Let me not judge it. Let me not shame it. Let me not blame it. But know that it has come into my reality. You teach me something to perpetuate a permanent healing within myself. Dear ones, the universe, creation, God, all there is, source, whatever you may choose to call it, is not here to punish you. It's not here to throw you within hell, which many of you have been taught. It is here to advance you into your ascension process and to constantly moving into a higher frequency, a higher vibration of reality, knowing that you are all energy. Question.
Well, what this reminds me of is what Archangel Gabriel said, that there's a gift within every challenge, and what you just gave us is an effective way of identifying what the gift is.
Exactly. Begin to know and trust and surrender to the fact that whatever is taking place in your life, there is a divine reason for it. And underneath it all and within all of it is something that you have created. You are the creator creating your lives. That is the free will and choice that is micro-encapsulated into your spiritual genetic DNA. Do you understand?
Mm-hmm. Or listen.
Questions? Let us continue.
Five, thinking with your heart allows synchronistic and spontaneous experiences.
So we have fluttered around this. By thinking with the heart, you're accessing the wisdom that already lies there. But first you must be conscious that it's there. You have to move any belief of it being there into knowing that it is there, because a belief can create a doubt and a belief can shift and change. The saying is always, believe, believe, believe. Dear ones, no, no, no. Shift your believing into knowing what is there and applying that knowing to something called wisdom. Applied knowledge equals wisdom. And knowing within that heart you have gathered from every lifetime all you need to know by simply trusting, I'm going to move from thinking to my from my mind into thinking with my heart. And all the while the mind might be screaming, no, 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 I have the answer. No, 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 I have the solution. No, dear ones, it does not. It lies in the heart. This again.
Thinking with your heart allows synchronistic and spontaneous experiences.
So you're learning that synchronicity is a divine pathway that you are to follow. A deja vu. These are all signals that you're on the right path. Question.
Well, I don't want to drag you into a long, deep analysis and discussion, but many times in my life when my heart is hurt for someone or I felt compassion for someone who was experiencing problems, I got sucked into drama where I didn't help them, but I certainly hurt myself. And
You're not helping either one of you.
Yeah, so I don't think I can always can trust that I'm, you know, that I'm thinking smartly with my heart.
Whenever you see something called a dramatic accident, the grandest thing you can do is surround that situation for the divine highest outcome for those involved, no matter what that may be, and not focusing on that destination. Some may have to leave their physical form as a result of that, and that is their process. Some may survive it, and that is their process. It is not for you to know. It is not for you to predict, but it is for you to trust and surrender that that situation is divine order, that it is something that each of the players within it have co-created are created individually for their highest good. Read this code again.
Thinking with your heart allows synchronistic and spontaneous experiences. I guess we should also be looking for that synchronicity. Gabriel once said, pay attention to synchronicity. That's how the universe operates.
Dear ones, every moment you are alive is a spontaneous event. Every moment you are alive is a spontaneous event.
So if that's true, if we consciously are trying to generate higher vibration energies, we can be spontaneously creating experiences that reflect that.
Quit trying and be.
Just be. Which introduces the next one.
Let's continue then.
Number six, being versus doing, allowing being to create doing.
So what is being? What does this mean? Being. You have a world that's been filled with the control of the masculine mental body largely for several epochs on this planet. And it's been all about doing. If I do this, I'll be happy. If I do that, I'll be successful. If I do that, I'll be healed. Rather than realizing underneath all the doing, there's an energy, a foundation that created you called being, which is love. Which is connected to your Christ consciousness and coming through you in your I Am presence, through your beingness. You can be anything you choose independent of anything you're doing. You can be anything you choose independent of your doing. How does that make you feel? You can be happy, irregardless of what is taking place, including your impending death or the impending death of someone you love, what you think is death. You're learning to accept this concept of beingness, and the foundation of that beingness is the universal energy of love, or the absence of it, most often. It is beingness that maintains and sustains your doingness. But you've flipped it. You've reversed it. If I do this, I can be that. So your additional homework is to examine, again, make another list, if you so choose, of the things that you're being and the things that you're doing, even though you may not know what the things you're being are. And just be with it and see what comes. And see if by shifting the things on the doing list into the being list, that it can change the doing. Have we completely confused you? We hope not. Questions?
Well, that's such an easy sentence, but it's a powerful, important, and challenging one, I think, for
it isn't easy.
Yeah, not easy.
Beloved humans, there's nothing about your choice to be human that is easy. Know that. You signed on for this. You came into this density. You came into it to be a part of the ascension and evolution of this species called humanity and to participate through it, within it, from the ascension process of planet Mother Earth. And it is affecting every planet within your solar system and every world within your galaxy and beyond, beyond your comprehension. You've heard it before. We will say it again. We have gratitude for the choice that you have made. We thank you. You are a part of the ascension process of all of us, including the Christ consciousness, including the I Am Present, including the archangelic realm, including the star realms that seated you, including the inner civilizations, including the ascended masters, and on and on and on. We are all connected within the growth and the expansion of reality, no matter what phase of it we're within. There are worlds more primitive in your solar system. There are worlds more advanced in your solar system. But you are where you are, where you have destined and designed it to be. Questions?
Well, as you were talking about, you can be no matter what's going on, I thought of, I can't remember his name, but I think his first name was Victor, the man who became famous for writing the wonderful book about his experience in the concentration camps.
Victor Frankl?
Victor Frankl, yes, where he talked about taking control of his consciousness even though he was in this miserable environment.
Let's talk about how that actually took place, shall we? How it takes place is by having an awareness, a consciousness, that on some level you have chosen this experience. And how you can be and do within that experience and how it affects others by your role within it, as it does with this divine soul. So every moment that you are within that you might perceive as negative, stop for one moment and ask yourself, or remember, if you so choose, I chose to be here, right here. And how can I affect those around me by how I respond to what I have chosen to experience? Does that make sense?
Yes, very much.
Let's see if you can remember it the next time these synchronistic situations arise within your lives. Shall we? Questions? Let us continue.
Let go of all negative emotions, creating imbalances, dis-ease, and death.
So we have skirted this one as well. The negative emotion will create a negative thought, which will impede the flow of energy within your body. And depending upon your individual soul plan, will stop that energy flow in certain parts of your body and create disease, whether it's within your heart, your kidney, your liver, your stomach, your intestines, your skeletal system, your intricate system, or wherever. It again.
Let go of all negative emotions which create imbalances, disease, and death.
So you're beginning to master and learn, which most of your medical situations within the Western world have not, that it is the flow of energy that affects the creation and or the healing, the permanent healing of anything you call dis-ease. And you are beginning to correlate the emotive feeling with the thoughts and how that affects the flow by understanding how the flow actually flows within your physical bodies. All the information you need about this is readily available to you. The channel we're coming through now has written much about this, has taught this, and many others throughout the world. Question.
Is all disease always caused by imbalances created by negative emotions?
Yes.
All diseases?
All diseases. It also can be affected by an emotion from a previous lifetime that is brought over unresolved into the present lifetime. Do you understand?
So what would you recommend to somebody who is dealing with something like that?
Be conscious that it is taking place and make another choice of the emotive feeling you choose to feel by taking responsibility for what you are creating. See that you are self-empowered and that you can make another choice of how the energy within your body flows. Do you understand?
Yeah, that's the key, isn't it? Take responsibility for knowing that we are creating it.
Responsibility equals consequence.
Right, we are creating it.
There's the missing dilemma, isn't it?
Yeah.
You want to blame it on something else. It's what I ate. Oh, my mother had this. Oh, the doctor said that.
It runs in my family.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Questions?
Well, I think you answered it.
Yes, we have. What are there any questions about the answer?
So in addition to what you said about bringing it in from previous life, would the energetic exercises that we've discussed previously, such as beating a bat against the bed or kicking and screaming, work for that as well, past life as well?
As soon as you release and fully feel an emotion which is stored within the DNA and cellular memory of your bodies, it is released. You are not the emotion. The emotion is something that leads you to the truth of your healing. So to experience the emotion, in order to release it, is key and fundamental to your permanent healing, yes.
Thank you.
Shall we continue?
Moving on to number 8. No, there is no separation. Duality, thus conflict.
So you have created, you being the creator, creating within this 3D reality of your emotions, thoughts, and physicality, you have created an illusion of separation of me or them rather than me and them, which is a construct of the mental body. Read it again.
No, there is no separation, duality, thus conflict.
So what the separation, what the duality, the illusion that you've created, creates your confrontation. What you're beginning to master is that in a higher frequency of existence, which you're destined to attain through your ascension process, there can be no separation, there can be no duality, there can be no confrontation. By becoming conscious of the reality of this, you create an individuated reality of yourself without this, if you so choose. Questions?
Now, this is another toughie.
It is the most essential aspect of humanity at this particular time. It is the foundation of your wars. It is the foundation of your subjugation of the masculine energy to the feminine energy. It is the foundation for your prejudice. It is the foundation for your hatred of one another. It is, in your vernacular, a biggie.
Yeah, our country right now is about as polarized as it gets. It's all about separation.
Not all about. There's a great consciousness arising within your nation as a result of what is taking place. And you have chosen to learn this way through what is taking place. Never lose sight of that, dear ones.
Right.
What is taking place is of your creation in your vernacular to get you to where you need to be. There is a great uprising within the youth of this nation and the world. A great uprising of the women of the world no longer accepting the abuse of the masculine energy. There is a underground, a grassroots growing, a mighty, mighty presence.
It's always good to hear that being reinforced by spiritual entities. I'm aware of the fact that there's a recognition of this growing in some of the news analysis and reports and so on, but I don't think they've quite gotten that yet.
You won't hear it on your manipulated mass media, dear one. It doesn't sell product.
Well, you think that those who are trying to write accurate descriptions of what's unfolding, that they would at least be aware of it and observe it and take note of it. There are those who are aware of it. But again, remember what we have said earlier. This shift will not come through existing organizations, corporations, religions. It will come through each, every one of you individually. No matter how powerful these organizations may appear, a Congress, an executive branch, a corporation, whatever it might be, your individuated self-empowerment with a gentle intention and trust of intention will shift and change it all. Do you understand?
Yes.
Do you understand?
Yes, I do.
Will you accept it? Will you apply it? And know that the power of one exists within each and every one of you, dear one. Question.
So I just want to thank you for mentioning that individuality, because that is where this oneness comes from. If we feel this oneness, we feel that everyone that is around us that is interacting with us or that we have that causes a reaction within us is really a part of ourself waiting to be recognized, then we can more be in tune with this oneness.
Dear ones, you're each other in disguise. You are a reflection of one another. When someone comes into your presence and creates a negative emotional or physical response, it is an aspect of something within yourself that needs to heal, predicated by possibly a past or present life experience. But it is all in divine order. Trust and surrender to this truth. There is no victimhood within this truth. There is no reaction within this truth. There is simply response. Questions?
Thank you.
Shall we continue?
9. Let go of the need to explain the actions of others, knowing it is a chosen learning process.
For attempting to explain it to them or to yourself is attempting to control it. Now, it doesn't mean you cannot accept boundaries in your needs and the truth of their behavior if it is destructive. It is the hardest thing for a parent sometimes to let a child loose in your vernacular and learn the way they need to learn. But that is how it's set up. Read it again.
Let go of the need to explain the actions of others, knowing it is a chosen learning process. Have you just eliminated the...
Your desire to explain it is your ego attempting to control it.
Have you just eliminated the profession of psychiatry?
The profession of psychiatry is on the realm of understanding the reality of human existence. Is how we respond.
What do you mean by on the rim?
They are on the outside looking in and attempting to explain something as best they can, without a full understanding of what it is they're trying to explain.
And I think that's true.
Well, know it.
Well, I mean, just through the experience of people I've known that have been through long periods of psychiatric therapy with questionable results.
Or no results at all.
Yeah. Except that the Mercedes that the psychiatrist owned got paid for.
Yes. If a therapist in your vernacular knows their stuff and they have not helped an individual to be free of that therapeutic experience in a short period of time, then it is an indication that that therapist does not know what they're doing.
If we change the word explain to understand so it read, Let go of the need to understand the actions of others, knowing it is a chosen learning process. Isn't there value in trying to, I mean, if somebody hits me or yells at me, wouldn't it be important for me to understand the actions of others?
Well, in this case, we're using the word explain in order to reveal the attempt to control something you didn't create or to create an outcome that is not of your making.
Okay.
Shall we continue?
Moving on to number 10, love unconditionally, not giving to get.
So this is another difficult one, loving unconditionally. In spite of what is happening around us by others. For every other emotion is an absence of love, which is the foundation, the building block of all creation. By loving what is around you, no matter what is happening, allows you to transcend it. Hating it allows you to be captured, victimed, or imprisoned by what is happening. Read this again.
Loving unconditionally, not giving to get.
So in relationships with others, a lot of people love to get something. Love has no need. It has no want. If you can simply love with no expectation of result or to gain something else, you are within the flow of unconditional love. The closest thing that humanity has is the mother love of a young child. It is built into that mother's DNA, her spiritual DNA, to unconditionally love a being who is completely unconscious at the moment, who's ego-driven, whose physical, emotional, and mental needs completely consume the mother's life. And the thing that allows her to endure it and to transcend it is a love force beyond what exactly is taking place. It is, in fact, allowing her to connect with the building block of love outside of that situation and actually bringing it back into that situation by first stepping outside of it and coming back into it. And again, you do that through the connection of the Christ consciousness, the soul consciousness, and bring it back into the I am present. Questions?
I've been trying to practice this with some of our political leaders, and I haven't been off very successful.
The reason you are not successful is because you're trying. What might be another option to try?
Just do it. Be it.
Exactly.
Being would be feeling it, wouldn't it?
Being it would know that you came from love and you are in the process of returning to love. Do you understand?
Yes, and I think it connects with some of the other teachings you were saying about being grateful for what you feel is wrong and unacceptable in a way, if you can love it. It's a bit like, maybe like it's like what James Rain was saying about sending love to a hurricane and altering it.
The other ingredient, dear ones, is taking responsibility for it.
Yeah.
It may be hard for you to fathom. It may be hard for you to accept with compassion and forgive. But everything that is happening in your life is a result of your creation. If you're the creator creating, who else would create it? We ask you.
So if we send love to someone that we feel is dangerous, can we have the same influence on them that St. Germain says we can have with a tornado?
The important thing in that situation is you having the love for yourself and allowing you not to enter into resistance to that which will persist it, but allowing you to create a parallel path of love and to transcend it.
Mm-hmm.
Do you understand?
Yes. Creating that parallel path is so important.
It is. Otherwise, you're in conflict. You're in war. You're in duality.
Right.
You're in separation.
That is something that I've talked about a lot with friends of mine who are activists opposing the current administration, and trying to get through to them. I understand where they're coming from, but if we can create a positive path of what we want, we can create that higher vibration that can then entrain that lower vibrational activity.
The dictators, the tyrants of the world, dear ones, love the confrontation.
Yep.
There is no good or bad news for them. All there is attention, energy to feed what they are doing, be it support or resistance. Matters. For them, it is the same. For them, it is fuel, it is fodder for their behavior. Question. Let us continue.
11. Be directly connected to the higher realms that maintain, sustain, and evolve all life.
And isn't that what all of this is about, ultimately? The higher realms of, in this particular discussion, the Christ, the soul consciousness, coming into you via your I Am presence, as you have learned and discussed multiple times before, the distillation of all of your past golden ages has been through the disconnect of this. The foundation of the golden age that you're in the process of creating now, in spite of what may be transpiring outside of you in chaos, is building another golden, final golden age through the connection of we of the higher realms who are here assisting you. And in this endeavor called the Angel News Network, you are connecting with a multiplicity of these frequencies through those who have chosen to be channeled and been chosen by those frequencies, which is the divine destiny of all of you.
You know, that looks simple, but it's not simple for everyone. What would you recommend as to a good way to connect with the higher realms?
Simply know you can. Simply ask and you shall receive. Simply trust and know. It is only your doubt, your fear, and your ignorance that prevents it from being so. Do you understand?
Yes. Some teachings instruct us to demand and command because we are God. What would you say about that?
If it works for you, do it.
I always thought it was sort of presumptuous, but I do it anyway.
Whatever it takes to move you beyond your fear and doubt of ignorance of being connected to higher realms. If it is a command, if it is a demand, a breakthrough through your ego-limited minds, then use it. If it is another vehicle, use it. It might be as gentle as it was in the case of the channel we're coming through now to simply know he chose and was.
I was reading one of the books that contains the wisdom from St. Germain from the 1930s, and one of the statements is to every morning command and demand the I Am presence to flood my life and my world with perfection. And I say something like that every morning.
Whatever works for each divine soul and individual, if it is a command to man, so be it. If it is a gentle asking, so be it. Whatever works for each one of you in an individuated way.
Well, I like the idea of a gentle asking more, from my perspective.
So be it. Question? We have a question. Ask yourselves, again, some more homework. Make a list of the things that have prevented you from connecting with the higher realms on a daily basis. What have they been? And see what comes. And for those of you who are connected, make a list of the things that allow that to take place. Shall we move on?
The final code of consciousness, number 12, knowing that love is the foundation of all, and knowing how to apply it.
Well, we have talked a lot about love, and it is the application of it, or the non-application of it, that has created the world that you have. So ask yourselves, in your additional home, what has prevented me from applying the truth of unconditional love into my reality? Another list of where have I been able to apply it? What allowed me to be and do that? And as you look at the ways you haven't been able to, be careful not to judge, shame, or blame it. But to simply look at it and surround that particular item on the list with a little bubble, a little spiritual bubble of love. Perhaps you would draw a little circle around it and imagine it is unconditional love that will eventually infiltrate around what has not been able to receive that love. All of these codes are simply tools once again, and you may hear them from us once again, until together we have joined hand in hand and heart in heart with the ever-growing and expanding process of ascension and creation. No matter where you are as a species or a planet or a solar system or a galaxy, as together we say so.
Oh, dear. Thank you.
Thank you.
So the last line, when you master these, dear children, you shall be free from yourself and united in oneness, your divine destiny. And I want to remind everyone, tonight is on a love offering basis, and you can donate at theangelnewsnetwork.com.
And we want to remind you that our next meeting on August 9th will be with Archangel Michael. Thank you, everyone.
Thank you.
Good night.